From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
The National Restaurant Association says the restaurant business will be employing 1.6 million more people by 2030. A lot of restaurant workers these days, around 40% of them, are young, under 25 years old. Which means as the U.S. workforce ages, the restaurant industry expects to lose a significant source of labor. That is why restaurants are looking to immigrants to fill that growing labor gap. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has more on how that's playing out in Houston.
This is the doors through the kitchen.
Houston chef Hugo Ortega points out the many different workstations at his restaurant Hugo's, which serves up Mexican cuisine.
On this side right here, we had the station that we create ceviches.
Ortega followed a coyote across the border in the 1980s. He says his American dream began with him earning $3.75 an hour as a restaurant janitor. Now, Ortega is a James Beard Award winner and one of Houston's most celebrated chefs. His path to citizenship came via President Ronald Reagan's amnesty program.
We have fantastic West African restaurants, Filipino restaurants, Indian, Pakistani, Vietnamese, Korean.
Melissa Stewart runs the Greater Houston Restaurant Association. She says Chef Ortega is one of many local chefs who bring flavors from their home country to Houston.
Within a one-mile radius, I can explore the world.
And restaurant workers come from around the world, too. The local think tank Center for Houston's Future found that a third of Houston's food and entertainment workers are immigrants and says half of those workers are undocumented. But even with immigrant labor, restaurants still face hiring challenges. Houston restaurateur Jonathan Horowitz.
That's mostly due to the amount of competition and just the volume of restaurants that have opened in the past decade.
In 2018, the state says the industry generated more than $18 billion in sales. But Stewart says to keep those revenues coming in and restaurants staffed, immigration reform is critical.
Frankly, the goal is that we'd like to see it moving towards getting a solution for the workforce that, quite frankly, we need.
But with no comprehensive immigration changes in sight, Stewart says the industry is looking to attract workers other ways, like offering more hours and better wages. In the Houston area, food service workers take home on average about $423 a week, 30% more than a decade ago. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.